Track 16. Lesson 9A. Malaria and GM mosquitoes.
The multi-million dollar effort to eradicate one of the world's deadliest diseases received a significant but controversial boost yesterday when scientists announced the creation of genetically modified mosquitoes that cannot pass on malaria. Trials revealed that the GM mosquitoes could quickly establish themselves in the wild and drive out natural malaria-carrying insects, thereby breaking the route through which humans are infected. The strategy is likely to prove contentious, as it would require the unprecedented release of tens of thousands of GM organisms into the wild. But it has raised hopes among scientists, some of whom believe it may be powerful enough to finally bring under control a disease which strikes 300 million people a year and causes more than 1 million deaths, mostly of children, in sub-Saharan Africa. Plans to combat malaria with disease-resistant mosquitoes have been hampered in the past by fears that adding crucial resistance genes weakens the insects, making them too feeble to survive in the wild. For the idea to work, the malaria-resistant insects must breed and become dominant. Researchers, led by Marcello Jacobs Lorena at the Malaria Research Institute at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland, created genetically modified mosquitoes by giving them a gene that made it impossible for them to pass on the parasite that causes malaria. Around 1,200 GM mosquitoes were then released into a cage holding malaria-infected mice and the same number of wild mosquitoes. Over time, the researchers found that the GM mosquitoes slowly became the majority, reaching 70% in 9 generations. The finding was hailed as welcome proof that GM mosquitoes, made with cheap laboratory techniques, could ultimately have a greater impact on malaria than chemical sprays and other treatments. Andrea Crisanti, who leads a team working on GM mosquitoes at Imperial College London, said the latest work raised hopes by showing the insects would be unlikely to die out if released into the wild.
This has tremendous potential. You can start with a few mosquitoes, and in future generations, all of them are resistant to the disease. It should be much cheaper than the controls used now because you have a strategy where the mosquito spreads the gene which confers resistance. You don't need insecticides anymore.
In wild populations, only a small fraction of females carry the malaria parasite. So disease-resistant strains must become well established to affect the spread of disease. Scientists are focusing on ways to perfect how resistance genes are inherited, ensuring they are passed on in every mosquito egg. Normally, offspring have a 50% chance of inheriting a specific gene from the mother.